Those figures now, I just wonder about that 80% of the commercial properties in the town.
Yeah, over 80% currently pay less than 5,000.
Are paying less than 5,000. I find that a little, just a little strange.
You were paying more in the news agents.
Absolutely.
Significantly more.
Significantly more. And the thing is that in 1988 was the last time that the revaluation was done. And I suppose the local council would have kept an eye on things about extensions and all of that and added on as the time went on. But I really do feel that because we're rated on per square metre or per square yard. So obviously, if our premises have increased in size since 1988, then obviously, you know, for myself, if I had extended back into John's place, supposing, I would have to be paying double the amount again. But my feeling about it is that I had hard times, you know, as everybody had, over two or three recessions. And I did find that dealing with the local county council, they were quite accommodating of knowing that, yeah, we may not be able to get it in or get it all in. Or, you know, they were quite accommodating and I thought that was good. But I think this is kind of scaremongering. I really think a lot of it is scaremongering to say that, you know, you have 40 days to appeal it. And I would appeal to people to engage, you know, if you fail to prepare. You know, and there's no point in waiting until 2024, which is when these prices will increase. There's no point in waiting until then. And I think we've had such a hard time over the last few years with shops closed and everything that was thrown at us. And I think this is just possibly the straw that'll break the camel's back for a lot of people who are maybe deciding whether to stay in or get out of the commercial end of things.
And that was certainly something that Aoife mentioned, that it could see some businesses close. And she was saying, you know, that they're, at Madden's, their only choice, John, was to engage in an appeals process, which could take anything from 18 to 24 months. And Sam, you know, she clearly feel the pressure and exasperation from Aoife, and it's clearly in a bind. I mean, you know, you own Custy's Music Shop, you're chairperson of Ennis Retailers Association. What's your take on this situation?
Well, I suppose my take, after maybe 3 years of strife, of social mayhem, of businesses that have gone to the wall, and you walk any night in Ennis, or you walk any day and you see the dereliction that's endemic in this place now. Mary's is gone, a business beside Fable is gone, go down the street is gone. So you come to your Marcus Street in a town, and when you see that dereliction, there's something very wrong. We had a meeting up at the height, the monument, on Monday. It was maybe about 12 retailers came, a photograph with the Clare Champion and stuff like that. Of those people, one hairdresser, her rates had been calculated 400%.
My word.
3,000 up to 12,000. 400%. The vox pop I did there was that most people had got a rate hike of 100%, 80 to 100%. Now, that is totally criminal. And I suppose, you know, it's very easy to say, OK, the rates of evaluation office, it's nice, distant Dublin, OK, there are no faces, OK, so they can do what they want to do to you. But at the end of the day, the rates that will be collected, and there will be increased rates collected, who benefits from that? It accrues to the council. Now, the council can stand back, and the councillors can stand back and say, well, lads, go up and just make representations. They have to look at this situation and stop giving lip service and stop this forked tongueism and stop the hypocrisy of saying we can empathise with you. You don't empathise with a business that's going to the wall. You can't, because you're not involved in that.
They would dispute a description like forked tongueism, and, you know,
yes, okay,
pretty strong. But I suppose from a business point of view, John, that it's having these rates go up by the percentage increase you're mentioning at a time with, you know, electricity costs going up significantly, particularly for businesses who use a lot of electricity, cost of living, and even we're seeing the minimum wage will be going up.
Sure. Well, look, I suppose if the local property tax went up by 400% or 100% or 80%, there'd be civil war, there'd be people out in the streets, okay, there'd be violence in the streets. I think the easy kind of target here are businesses, because everyone, very few people have sympathy for businesses, because very few people can empathise what it involves to open your doors every morning and try to make a profit. So it's like, what I'd say to the council is this: if you want to help, okay, will you just look at this situation and say, and if it's within your gift, let's suspend this. Okay, so much has been expected of you. Okay, things are, they're straitened times, okay, there's serious kind of stress on people. So what we're going to do out of pure humanitarianism is to ensure that these rates are not applied. So have a little interregnum between the bad times now and the good times, hopefully, that will follow, and say, right now, we're going to give you something decent, and we're going to say to you, we are not going to increase rates. They increased rates last year, according to Johnny Flynn this morning at Clare FM. You know, and that was at a time when people were just coming, you know, coming out of a serious 2.5 years or 3 years of coronavirus, okay, where people were, you know, where we as businesses had to close. We have never closed in our lives. We were forced to close. We had to take payouts, which we've never taken before. And that is pretty insulting. It's demeaning for people who want to go out and earn a living and just eke out an existence as a business person. So forked tongueism maybe is a bit strong, okay, but forget the hypocrisy. If you want to help, okay, do something very practical. Look at this situation. And again, if it's within your gift, say, we're going to park it now for the time being, okay, in understanding, with our understanding, that things are really bad for businesses. The simplest thing to do, and stop putting opprobrium upon opprobrium upon stress on people like ourselves. People will go out of business, and you can see it in town. Walk the streets, councillors, walk the streets, bureaucrats, and you'll see what's happening on the street.
You're in full agreement there, Mary. You're nodding away.
Absolutely, absolutely. Don't kill the goose, you know. We have to get some bit of a break. When I say we, I still feel, having had 40 years of struggling, and yeah, it was a struggle. And I think if I was still in business and this was thrown at me, I think, yeah, I would be gone. I would be absolutely gone. If I had continued in business, if I had made that decision, I would definitely not be able to survive. And I'm not the only one. The people that are working hard to create employment, to keep the town alive, to keep their businesses open, and they're being hit left, right and centre. It's just not right. And I do agree with John there that, you know, our local county council, they can't just step away from this and say this is the valuation, the Department of Valuation. Don't do that. You know, that's just shirking on your, you know, on your responsibility.
More of a sense of what's going on the ground here.
The rates, and the fact is that it's the people that own the businesses that pay the rates that give the income to the county council. Okay. So, you know, I think they've got to man up now at this stage.
And remember all the time, it's small businesses within this town, and Mary's was a case in point. It was like an occupational therapy centre where normal people came, bade the time of day to Mary, okay, bought stuff, okay, and just sat down and talked. And they were entertained by Mary. The small businesses give personality to a town. And if you want a generic kind of a system of shopping where that's very common all over the country, if you want big companies coming in, taking over a town centre with no heart and with no soul, you can have it, because what's happening now is the path has been laid for a situation like that, where the richness and the heart and the soul goes out of a small town like Ennis.